than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. What is going on, Ravens Nation worldwide? It's The Call Podcast, and we are finally here for our Purple Friday preview.
Finally.
First one.
Yes.
First one of the year.
We made it. We made it. Long summer, long spring.
Yes.
Finally made it.
Thank you, everyone, for downloading us, streaming, and doing everything you can, watching us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Play Music, watching us on YouTube for the special Purple Friday preview.
Get nervous?
A little bit.
First show of the season, get nervous?
I feel as if somebody's watching me, but Josh, how are you doing?
I'm great, and we have a special guest today. Say hello, Ray.
That.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
This is awesome. By the way, guys, this is awesome.
We are in Locust Point, straight across the harbor from Fells Point, and we have Ray Lewis, Cal Ripken, and Michael Phelps. We are in some good company.
Three great champions of this town.
You know, one of our very first shows 4 or 5 years ago, we talked about the Mount Rushmore of Baltimore. I kind of think we're there.
We have the trifecta. We need one more. need one more. But no, this is definitely a work of art. Thanks for showing this to me, Brandon. I definitely knew this project undertaking, but just to see the silos and the way they are, couldn't ask for better scenery right now for Purple Friday. And actually, speaking of, obviously, he's our so-called guest right now of the show, but he's supposed to be somewhere. Well, I don't know if he's going to be on the field or.
Yeah.
But something is happening on Sunday with Ray, and he was actually at the Horseshoe Ball, the casino over the weekend, so he's definitely in town.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on, but I've already told everybody with my tickets that I have on Sunday, I was like, I am leaving the tailgate lot early, and I'm getting inside because I don't want to miss a single thing of this, whatever's going on.
Right.
I'm going to soak it in.
All right, so this is the first game of the year. It's at M&T Bank Stadium.
Home opener, season opener.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, man, I'm ready.
How are you prepping for this season? What are you doing differently?
What am I doing differently?
Yeah.
Other than my normal rituals, getting my tailgate stuff ready this week, Saturday morning is going to be a shopping frenzy, obviously, going for tailgates. But I spruced up my gear a little bit, and you kind of saw the preview.
Yeah.
But I definitely leaked the photos on the Call Facebook page.
That was you? I thought we got hacked.
No, it was definitely me.
Okay.
That was definitely me. First and foremost, it took me a long time to track this outfit down. But just to give everybody a preview on what my craziness is, obviously I do gear, and you've seen the helmet. You've seen it in person.
Oh, I've seen you in person.
Yes.
You're a crazy dude on game day.
Yes, sir. But as you all know, and I don't have it today. I obviously have the Lombardi. But for the last show, you know my Ravens and Batman love, right?
Yeah.
And mixed in that shirt. I ordered. This is awesome to talk about. I know this is unreal. I ordered the Batman armor suit, like the top, not the full body suit, but the top. And I put the Ravens patches on it and like made it look like the uniform.
Yeah.
And have, of course, the Under Armour logo right in the middle. Obviously, Baltimore. Got Nike out of the picture. Under Armour's going to take over eventually, hopefully. But no, it's going to be great with the helmet. And I've sent a few pictures out with fan reactions, and everybody's like, holy moly. And I can't wait to see what it looks like on game day.
All right. Well, let me tell you, this is kind of like Christmas to you. I know, waiting for game day to come. I got you something.
What?
Got you something. So open this up. Merry Christmas.
What is this?
So
it can't be tickets because I got
no, you
tickets.
Have tickets, so don't worry about that.
Yes, you're amazing.
Now we can put the Batmobile with the red Ravens eyes.
I could probably stick that on there somewhere.
I was thinking.
I'm going to do that. I could probably stick that on the front. I'm going to do that when I get home.
There
Brandon,
you go.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
There you go. Merry Christmas. And happy game day.
If I didn't get you anything.
It's okay.
It's a one-way relationship. He just gets me everything, and I'm the recipient.
Believe me, I'm used to it, ladies.
Sorry as I disappear.
And boom, he's back. Okay. All right, so let's get down to it. Let's talk about it. Bills are coming to town.
Yes, sir. Rex Ryan, Tyrod Taylor, LeSean McCoy, they're all coming.
We know what kind of quarterback Tyrod is. He's a very dynamic quarterback, likes to run, still can throw the ball. What does the defense have to do to kind of shut him down?
Got to QB contain, man.
That was a big deal last year. Yes. Ravens were not good at that last year.
No, and they have two things that hurt this team defensively when the opposing offense is on the field. Screen passes, open field tackling, and I'll add a third. Obviously, mobile quarterbacks all in one, but
right.
The Ravens just don't like that for some reason. They like these pocket passers. They like their Mannings. They like their Bradys. They like to get after these guys. They like their Breezes, but no. If it's a running quarterback like Vic or anything back in the prime, no. They have trouble with these guys because they just can't seem the sweeps kill them.
Right.
And it's around the edges. That's why that's going to be a key on this Sunday, seeing how the Ravens contain the edge. It's putting a spy in the middle, QB contain. I know I get technical. I love it. But it's just you got to just push the pocket forward. Don't let him outside that wall.
Right.
And that's what the Ravens got to do. Very simple. Very simple key.
Now, we've got Terrell Suggs coming back. We have CJ Mosley.
Amen.
We have
Doom.
Eric Weddle.
Doom.
You know, Doom. We got
Can't
Doom. Exactly. Doom. Is there any rookies, anybody new this year that you think is going to make an immediate impact in this game? Defensive side of the ball.
Defensive side.
Yeah.
Other than our new key additions, I really like to see Kamala Carrera make an impact. He started on strong, and he faded as of late.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He faded. Like those games, he was kind of iffy.
And that's why I'm a little disappointed, and we need to see the Darius Smith, my other favorite from last year. He's like my favorite to let me down, man. Carrera, I was like, oh, Carrera's going to be beast, and Z Smith, oh, and then these guys got to step up. But I'm looking for them to make an impact. Obviously, we're going to know the offensive side. We know what rookies look out for because we have a lot. It seems like a lot of our so-called rookies are on the offensive side of the ball where we need to improve. Obviously, the defense, pretty much I'm fine with.
Yeah.
And we got Brandon Williams up front. We have the pocket presence, the presence of mind to push on the line. We have the linebacking core, Mosley coming on strong, Suggs back healthier, shedding some weight, hopefully to show that Aquila's injury is not going to hold him back. We have Doom coming back, Eric Weddle back there. We already know that, you know, we lost my favorite, Terrence Brooks. I like to see the safety is going to be a good key to watch. Deep pass plays, deep big plays are going to be a big, but impact is going to be a whole unit working together.
Absolutely. So before we talk about Joe Flacco, I mean, you're going to talk about Joe Flacco no matter what, so let's save him until the end. Let's talk about punt return. There was Keenan Reynolds. He was supposed to be our guy draft season. Showed up, didn't do so well going from quarterback to wide receiver. He got cut, made the practice squad, so next year could be a good year for him.
Right. And this is why I didn't want to cover it when the Red Eye Review, as we did previously, because we know we were talking about losses and additions and cuts, but... And there's a reason why I omitted Devin Hester from that conversation, because he's going to be part of today's discussion, because I'm not trusting Keenan Reynolds to, like in the boat scenery, and I see you're distracted.
They're pretty boats.
I know.
They're a lot prettier after the water taxis gets taken over. But.
No, I was just, it's pretty funny because you keep looking over there. I'm like,
I'm worried they're really like picking him up with noise.
I can't take
everything.
Him out anywhere. He gets distracted.
Sorry, I'm too technical.
But you even got me off topic. But basically, what I was honing in on is Keenan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Can't trust him to catch the ball, whether it's on a kickoff or punt. So that's why I'm excited to see what Devin Hester. He's not the dynamic returner as he was. Like, no, Dante Hall was a guy, but he's going to make an impact, and that's why the Ravens are, you know, I'm very happy to have him here. He could be that unsung receiving core if someone were to go down. He can be put on the receiving line, but that's what I'm looking out for. He's basically going to be a return specialist. That's why I say welcome, Devin Hester. Really can't wait to see what you got. But that's going to be a key special teams because our special teams coverage was atrocious. It was just atrocious, man. Whether it was covering on kickoffs, you know, with the exclusion of Pro Bowler Sam Cook, you know, booming punts left and right, and Justin Tucker, we already know what he can do. These guys don't need to be mentioned. You just go out there and do your jobs well. But coverages and basically our return game's got to change.
So Devin Hester, he's been around the league for a good
he's been a journeyman.
Yeah, you know. So
if
y'all
recall,
around.
He took the opening kickoff. Bears Colts Super Bowl in 2007, I believe.
Oh, so he's a Bears guy. Interesting. Okay, I gotcha. So do you think it's good to have a veteran? I mean, obviously, Keenan Reynolds didn't work out. Michael Campanaro, he was supposed to be the guy, but it was his job to lose, and he lost it. He didn't have a good showing in Game 4. From what I understand, he's hurt again. I mean, is it good to bring that veteran presence in and not try out another rookie?
Yes, because, and here's why, because it's been there, done that. And we need that I'm searching a word for it, but that cohesiveness of young, raw rookie talent, and then you got the veteran presence. So I think that's what's going to be key coming Sunday here, in really seeing how it all unfolds, because you have, you know, like I said, Eric White on the back on the safeties, you have the youth movement, you know, on the receiving core on the offensive side, you have the line going younger with Alex Lewis and Ronnie Stanley, you have all these key components, but then you also have Yanda and Zuta,
right,
and Wagner. So there's a lot of infusion here of veteran leadership.
Correct, yeah.
And rookie talent. So I think it's what's going to happen is you're going to see that come to fruition from Sunday in every game thereafter.
So let's talk offense. Let's talk Joe Flacco. We saw him in game 3. He looked good. Doesn't look like he missed a step.
Awesome.
It looks like he's got Perryman. I mean, Perryman game 4, he looked good. We talked about him a little bit in the Red Eye review, but it's got to be good for Perryman. He hasn't played since December 2014. He kind of knocked off the cobwebs a little bit
in that
preseason.
2 years of football. That's what I was worried about, but we covered it. He looked great, didn't he?
Yeah.
I was impressed with the guy.
And did you see him after the game? I mean, down on one knee in the end zone, you know, praying, crying. That was a big moment for him.
Long time coming for this guy.
Yeah.
His father was a great receiver for the Detroit Lions, and he was hauling in passes, and he was on the same offense as Barry Sanders. So I know, you know, their football runs in the Perryman family. So I was disappointed to see this kid. You know, no knock on him. I know I was very negative. Not about him personally, but just like, come on, man. It's you're young. You got a career ahead of you. You just got to stay healthy. I mean, but we understand things happen. Things that happen out of our control.
Right.
And we understand that the game is full of injuries.
Yeah.
It happens. That's what they sign up for. So, but we're with all that under the bridge. We're happy to see Perryman back for this offense. It's going to be a potent attack, man.
Yeah.
Because Flacco's connection with Wallace might be under the radar to share. Everybody's not talking about it.
Right.
But
they look like they've worked together for years.
Yep. And Wallace has received the respect, not only, you know, he's not getting respected in the media, but he's been noticed in the fantasy realm.
Yeah.
Fantasy football. He's been drafted high a few times.
How many times did you draft him?
I drafted him twice, actually.
Twice.
I got Steve Smith once.
Out of how many leagues?
Do I really have to say?
I'm curious.
7. And DraftKings. Yeah, DraftKings. And I run one, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm pretty up there. I got 2 more drafts. Actually, yeah. No, I'm good. No, I'm good. Now I have any more, obviously, because we're the weekend here,
yeah.
So we can't have any more. Actually, yeah, but it's just been great, and just to have the respect, it's going to happen, guys. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody always says that, you know, the Ravens don't get national media respect. I'm fine with that. Because what happens here is we just go quietly do our jobs. And what I think it's going to be quietly, he's going to do his job. Steve Smith's going to quietly come back and prove a big force in this offense. This offense could be potent with Wallace, Smith, Perryman, Aiken. Keep going. We got Pitta coming back, Max Williams. Waller comes back in 4 weeks. Dennis Dixon can come back healthy in 4 weeks. We have a good stable running backs. Hester's the return man. I think this is going to be great. And leading to the game, I think we got to be more aggressive in play calling.
Sure.
The crowd's obviously going to get ruckus. Home opener. Obviously, Ray Lewis is a part of it. It's just going to be even more nuts as usual. Flacco back, healthy. Dude, everybody's hands on deck. This game means something. Rex Ryan comes back. Tyrod Taylor, the former backup to Flacco's back. We all know what they can do. They got Watkins, who's the threat. Deep threat. They got LeSean McCoy. They got a quick paced offense too. So the defense is going to be tested already in week 1. Even though they're the Bills, they're not the Bills of old.
No, they're not. They're not anybody. You know,
no.
Think this is an automatic win.
And this is the NFL. I mean, we have Jacksonville in 2 weeks, and apart from that, they're dangerous too. They got a great offense coming and some youth on defense. So every game is going to be crucial. So there's not going to be the Raiders. Even we were discussing that with a Raiders fan. Obviously this morning I was actually talking to one, and I was like, hey, we got you guys in 4 weeks, and you guys have a great offense. I mean, Derek Carr is well respected. They got Murray Cooper, Latavius Murray. They got a great infusion. They got Mac, who's just a force to be reckoned with over there. So I think it's just what the league brings is the parity, and you see it because of a lot of the cuts. And what I think the Bills are going to bring is a very dangerous attack, and the Ravens got to be ready for it. But not they might be snuck up on one.
Yeah.
But I do see this as a win, guys. How about you, man?
I definitely see it as a win. I think this is a team that is rejuvenated. They got something to prove.
Yep.
Whenever the Ravens have a bad year, and last year was one of the worst as an organization.
Very. Trying times.
Yeah, it was just so terrible. I mean, if you see the season in review that the NFL films it was Baltimore, and they they put the I and the R capitalized on screen, M.D. because that was the whole story. I see it as a win, though, because people have something to prove. We got a lot of young guys that are here for a good reason. You know, they're not looking for a payday. It's because they love it. Eric Weddle came here, turned down more money to play for a team he really liked as a kid.
Right.
You know, because he wanted to be here. It's a lot of people that want to be here. They want to play ball. This is going to be, I have a feeling, it's going to be a good year for the Ravens. Let me ask you, though. Let's stay on offense right now. Trestman came out and said that he wants to focus more on the running game. He said that, you know, before even training camp started. Now, with Joe making as much money as he is, do you want your quarterback to be able to focus on that? Because we saw in the preseason how important the running back position is. I mean, they're loaded right now with running backs. Is it a good thing to go run first with a guy like Joe Flacco, who we know has a good arm?
Yes, absolutely. And here's why, Brandon. You run to set up the pass. When you run first, play action, it finds its way into that play calling sheet. And what happens is with play action, the defense is freeze. Allows these guys to run the routes, get open. You run the set up the pass. You rarely pass the set up the run. When you pass the set up the run, there's two things that happen. Well, it opens you up to a lot of turnovers, a lot of third and longs. But also, sure. When you pass the set up the run, you can also score a lot of points. So when you set up the run in later of the games, you can run the score out, run teams into the ground, get those first downs and churn. But when you're a run first team and then you set up the pass, that's very dangerous because anything can happen at any point. And that's why I've always said run first mentality. It's always been like that.
Yeah.
Back in the Jamal Lewis days. And I think what they need to get back to is run first mentality. I love it because we're not built for a pass heavy attack. We're not the greatest show on turf as the old school Rams were. We're not, Brady back when he had Randy Moss and they were just throwing it. We're not the Manning offense. Yeah, Julius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, and Manuel Sanders, and they were just thrown everywhere. We are a run first team, always have been. I just don't know what it is about this team. They've always been that. And I think what happens is you're going to see that slowly progressing. We've seen it preseason. How many times have we talked about, you know, Terrence West with the 2-touchdown performance in the first game.
Yeah.
How about Kenneth Dixon coming on as late before the injury? Four sets, you know, depending how he gets welcomed back into the mix. Buck Allen, we already know what he can do. If Tyler Farrow comes up an injury, we have some dynamic backs, and they can create some big plays for us.
Yeah, and we have some great running backs. We've got some great wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how connected I am with Kamar Aiken. I'm a big Kamar Aiken fan now. He supported the charity I work with, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, came out to our benefit. You know, didn't have to do that. Wasn't a part
amazing
of like
stuff,
a Ravens
man.
Thing. But he came out on his time, his own time, and got to, you know, take some pictures with some kids and help support the organization. So I'm always going to say good things about Kamar Aiken. He's just an all-around good guy. But I want to see a lot from him this year. I think I want to talk about wide receivers. We already did a little bit, but we have Perryman and all those guys. Steve Smith's on the tail end. You know, this is his last contracted year with the Ravens. Who knows what's going to happen there? Do you see a guy like Kamar Aiken taking Steve Smith's spot when he moves on?
Yes.
Yeah?
He's shown it last year when Steve got hurt. And we really hadn't had that potent receiver. I mean, Steve Smith was our best receiver.
Yeah.
And when he went down with the Achilles injury, Kamar Aiken had to step up.
He stepped up and he did it.
He stepped up in a big way. So you're going to definitely see him, whether what the Ravens decide to do with his contract situation, but you're going to see him, his stock rise, and you're going to see his play rise elevated with the addition of Mike Wallace and Steve Smith, the veterans. He's going to learn a lot from these guys. I'm sure he's taking notes. He's soaking everything in because this is his time to shine.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so anything else we should talk about before game one?
No, I think this is...
Are you going to give a prediction of score?
Prediction's coming. I was just about to get to that. Thank you.
I didn't know if you were going to get superstitious and not give a score out this year after last year.
You know what? That might be a new tradition. Because I've already said on record, I see this as a Ravens win, and the factors involved, obviously, home opener, emotions, and I think they have the attack to get it done. It's going to be a close game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I don't think any of their games this year are going to be blowouts. If they are, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some blowouts over the weekend, opening week in college football. I mean, Alabama just crushed USC. And did you get a chance to see that Texas game last week?
I did not. No, I did
not.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Texas and Notre Dame were just back and forth. So,
wow. Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose.
Got it. And I love that. Friday Night Lights. And it's just going to see a lot of closer games. How many games were close last year? 8 points,
I mean,
or less?
As bad as the Ravens were, they didn't lose by, you know, big blowout numbers.
And as I say, they lost their big blowout games in December where they just ran out of gas. They're like, it's done. We can't go anywhere. We can't play spoiler. And the Seahawks and Chiefs just came in there and cleaned their clocks out.
Yeah.
So you're going to really see a lot of close games, but I see a Baltimore Ravens win on raw emotion coming out fired up, and I think this team's going to come out firing all cylinders, carrying it in momentum week two with the division game looming. But we'll definitely get to the Browns game next week after we get over the Bills, because the Bills are our sole focus right now. 2 days from now, M&T Bank Stadium. Let's get it done, guys. Can't wait to see everybody down at the stadium, man. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. All right, so did we cover everything?
Cover this one to the max, Brandon, to the max.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, it's real easy. All you got to do is be on Twitter and tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
And Ray, what's your Twitter?
At Ray Lewis.
At Ray Lewis 52.
One and only.
Right? Or was it just Ray Lewis? Is it just Ray Lewis?
Just at Ray Lewis, man.
Because, well,
nope. Simple.
You think, like, if someone had Ray Lewis before him and he was like, hey, give me that Twitter name?
Oh, I'm sure.
You can have it, man.
I'm sure.
You can have it. That's all yours.
No, it's simple. At Ray Lewis, you're right, because it's a generic name, so I'm sure.
Do you know what Billy Corgan's Twitter name is?
What's that?
Billy.
Just Billy?
Just Billy. He got it on the ground floor of Twitter, man. His Twitter name is Billy.
How about we just change him? At Brandon, at Josh, what, just... I don't know. Yeah. I like mine was clever. Everybody says I've actually had a few people suggest I should change my Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Because it's like, but I like the play on words. It rhymes. It's a good infusion. I like it. I mean, everybody should say they're surprised that's not more Raven based. Obviously, 52's in the end of it, but they're surprised that's not like Raven. I mean, a Raven Maniacs taken, but they're probably they're surprised it's not more Baltimore Ravens based. But I'm like. When Twitter came out, I was looking for something to set myself apart. And I wanted something unique that someone will remember. It's very quick. It's very to the point. And I think it works.
Yeah, all right. So, guys, go over to our Facebook page. Oh, we got to talk about this. We're changing it up a little bit, guys, for this year, okay? We're going to do two podcasts a week. We're going to do the Red Eye Review and the Purple Friday Preview every single week.
We did that last year. We started that last year. Yeah. We had some good feedback, so we're going to keep it rolling.
But we normally did the game day preview the day of the game, and we put it out as a podcast. We're not doing that this year. We are going to do the game day preview on Facebook Live. So go to Facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Either Josh or I will get on Facebook Live that morning, and we'll give you what we're looking for in the game. You know, quick 2-3 minute show. And the
mine's
going
to be wild if I do it at the tailgate locker.
Well,
no one will understand me. I'll be like, ah, man. And I was going to, so you'll be just like getting out of bed.
Yeah, I've got like a hot chocolate or something.
You'll understand him or me. It's going to be the raw footage of trying to throw cornhole while I'm doing it. Hey, you're going to get bets about it.
You throw your phone instead of the cornhole bag.
No, I would pay attention. Hey, you're talking to the cornhole champ here. Hey, Lot H, find me. I'll be down there. Come on, guys. Bring your A game. Love it.
And the reason we're doing this is because while we enjoyed doing the podcast last year, Facebook Live, you know, has come up and it's way more interactive than we've realized, you know. So with this game day preview, if we're on live and you guys see us, you can ask us questions. You know, it's not just going to be us talking for a couple minutes. You guys get to be a part of the show right there live on Facebook.
I love that part of that. They added that in.
You
can comment live. My buddy did as a test. Get this. He, you know how like I have my memorabilia. He actually did a Facebook Live and asked all his friends to go onto it just to be funny.
Yeah.
And he actually did a preview of like all, and he was like showing off all his my framed pictures and memorabilia. And then he was like, and everybody was like commenting like, oh, cool. And like, oh, where'd you get that? Or, you know, how much that cost? Like, it was really cool to see. That was my first taste of Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Because I never knew what it was. I was my first intro. So he's like, my buddy just texted me. He goes, get on Facebook on my page in 5 seconds. I'm like, what? So I pulled up and I see this video and he's like, but I like it how it's just, it creates, you're right, that interactiveness of the fans and not only fans, but just, you know, who you're connecting with, whether you're discussing something you're passionate about or covering the football team or, you know, showing off a work of art you've done. It allows people to really get involved right then and there, like your live audience. And great how digital media has allowed us to do that and reach everybody out there. I mean, we always say Ravens Nation worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely out there, man. We see your tweets. We see your Facebook posts. You guys are out there and really, really appreciate that. It means a lot, especially when we travel on the road. I know I'm targeting some several road games this year, and I've already been in contact with some fans that they said they would love to see me and go to a road game. So I'm definitely excited for what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So go like us over on Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Be a part of the show on game day. You know, Josh is going to be at tailgating. I'll probably be cooking. You know, that's something I actually was thinking about doing. I don't know if I told you that, but I might do like what I'm cooking for that game, because I always like to do certain things. Like I like to do beer can chicken on like Raven Steelers, that type of thing. So I might do like Facebook Live and show like how
we
to like prep
usually
it
do
stuff.
Bacon wrap scallops for Steelers. That's our specialty for the tailgates.
I like that.
Just letting you know.
Can I at least come to the tailgate if I can't get into the game?
Anybody is. We actually have several people who do that. They'll come over and be like, hey, we don't have tickets, but come on, welcome, man.
Yeah.
We're family.
All family.
Come over, have
Raven's
some food,
family,
play
yeah.
some cornhole. We got music. It's a great time, man.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So I think that's pretty much it for the show. Again, please be social with the show. Share the show on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat. Anywhere you're social, on the web, on your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. The calls get me ready for games every single day, as much as they can. You should listen to the call because I do it. We all do it. We're all a big, big happy Ravens family. The Unkindness is what it's called.
I love that.
So that's pretty much it for the show this week. We're excited for Ravens Bills. Josh, get us ready the way you always do.
Got it, Brandon. Thank you so much, guys. This is it, man. We're here. Opening week of the NFL season for the Ravens. Home opener. This is what it's going to be about, and it's going to be a war. Ravens Bills, AFC. Obviously, they're not a division rival, but it's going to be a key AFC.
Big game.
Right in the AFC right out the gate, because who knows? Who knows how things shape up with what happened to Patriots and losing Brady with that division. So that division right now in the first 4 weeks is wide open. So we have a major impact on this game in any way. So we cannot start 0-1. This can't happen. Guys got to bring our A game. Everybody needs to be in their seats. I really can't wait to see Ravens Nation in full. We need to get loud. We need to be proud, because here it is, 2016 season. We have our guys back. Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high to victory on Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at baltimoresportsreport.com.